peace. The youth have been urged to use different approaches in addressing their grievances without protests, which has caused destruction of property during past Generation Z demonstrations. Laikipia East Deputy County Commissioner Patrick Mooley, speaking in Nanyuki after a peace consultative meeting with local chiefs, said that Generation Z protests were hijacked by criminals disguised as youths, causing mayhem and engaging in destruction of property worth millions of shilling in the county. There was a lot going on during the protests and we witnessed destruction of property. Initially the demonstrations were peaceful and at some point, the peaceful protests got hijacked by people who had ulterior motives, said Mooley. The administrator urged for alternative ways, including dialogue, to end the protests, which he further pointed out were leading the country in the worrying trend. We have to preach peace to residents that these protests aren't helpful but only to destroy our property. We call on our youth to consider dialogue and other means without any destruction, urged the DCC. Laikipia-based public policy and governance analyst Peter Kuria, on his part, appealed for collective responsibility on ending protests and fostering peace. It's our sole responsibilities as Kenyans on unifying our country and reason together as patriots on ways we would move forward, since what is causing all this is lack of trust, said Kuria. Kuria added that unity was the only solution towards development in the country. At the same time, Kuria urged the president to stand firm and promote peace in the country through innovative approaches that will restore trust in the government.